Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It's the best day of the week, the Dumping Ground Show. Thank you for everybody for tuning in and listening to me as I talk every day. I just want to thank you so much for taking your time out of your daily Tuesday. And just, I know tonight is very special too because of with the President Trump, the debate. Oh, girl, tripping. So I just thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. It's going to be short and sweet, so you can go and check the debate out. All that good stuff. Make sure you vote. Today, this platform was created to be a safe place, a listening ear for people can drop off their problems and pick up solutions. So you know me, I'm Coach Lee, preparing you for the game of life. You know, everybody needs that push. I'm pushing us to that next level. We need to grow. Every day we need to be building and growing. We can't stay stagnant. So what are you doing? Where are your accountability partners to help you push you, grow you, your circle of influence to push you, to grow you so you can be better? That's our goal and our purpose and our, what we're working on forever. That's what we need to be working on. Again, I've created this platform to be a listening ear. The month of September and October, we are doing Black Authors Matters. Black authors are going to be coming on. We're going to be interviewing different authors. They're going to be telling you about their books. They're going to be telling you what the books is about, giving you a little insight of where you can purchase the books and all that stuff. We're just going to be here to encourage and support each other. That's what this is all about. As supporting each other and Black authors and reading and supporting and elevating. That's our goal. Again, elevation, elevation, elevation. So tonight, I have an amazing author that I would like to introduce. And, you know, my favorite quote is, we don't want to despise small beginnings. That's the word, right? Because, you know, in small beginnings, vision, prayer, execution, with that, that small beginning can turn into something amazing. So we don't want to despise small beginnings. So again, tonight I have a special guest. She has been on the show before, and I'm super excited. This young lady has so many adventures in her life, and I'm just glad to be able to know her and to be a part of what she's doing and to be able to support her. The Dumping Ground, appreciate her time and coming on to the show tonight. So let me just give you a little information about this beautiful queen. So lately it's been queens that we've been lifting each other up and supporting each other. So this young lady, she's a native of Columbus, Mississippi. She is the third of four siblings, and she went to Columbus High School, graduate of 1996 of my high school year, graduate. She served 3 years, 5 months, and 21 days in 88M before she was medically discharged. While serving her country, she obtained an Army Commendation Medal. She graduated from Georgia State Perimeter College with an associate degree in business and administration. This young lady is an entrepreneur. She dips her hand in entrepreneurship. She has Diva Yolanda. She has her T-shirt. She has books, and she is probably I know she had a boutique at one point. She has a lot of different adventures and different endeavors that we can help and support each other. So tonight, everybody here at Dumping Ground, I have my friend, Yolanda Williams. Are you there, Miss Yolanda?
Yes, I am. Hey, I can. How Yay. Are you?
Are you feeling, you got your juju?
Yeah, my juju's on, girl.
Okay, got it. You got it. Okay, I'm glad. I'm so thankful to have you here tonight. I know, you know, it's been a minute that we've spoken, but, you know, I appreciate you to the utmost for taking your time out of your day to come on the show and just kind of talk about what you have going on, talk about your books. I know you're an author, and I want to make sure that we, the Dumping Ground, my people who's listening to this, support you, and meaning whatever way that we can, with sharing your stuff, purchasing your stuff, whatever we can do to help and support you, that's my mission. So I just want to appreciate you, and I thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me on again. I'm telling you, I'm going to be a regular.
That's okay. That's good. You can come on.
I appreciate you and this platform that you created for people like me, you know, just to get our brands out and just to be able to just talk about any and everything, you know,
right.
that matters to us as a Black community, period.
Right.
You know, even just as all around, as people as a whole, but especially for us Black people, you know, I always talk about empowering and encouraging other women. I'm all about that. Women's empowerment,
mm-hmm.
women's encouragement, especially when it comes to us Black women, because I just feel like we don't get the kudos we deserve. So
that is so true.
You know, what you have going on, I'm just thankful and grateful that you know, you asked me to be a part of it. I, you know, asked you, hey, can I come be a part of it? And you accepted me with open arms, you know. So
yes.
It's all good over here.
And it's all good over here too, baby girl. I just want you to know, listen, I know you're a hustler, right? You have so many endeavors that you dibble in, and that's so unique and so cool to me, because as a woman, you always want to have 7 different streams of income, anybody, right? So for
yeah.
me, to see you just like, and you taking a chance, like you have no fear, like you taking a chance to do this, I just straight up salute you and commend you, because some people don't have that, they don't have that drive to do that. And with you, girl, you are
right.
you're doing it, and you just run with it. And, you know, I truly, you know, and salute you for that. And I need some of that ambition to do the same thing. So I want to rub off your little shoulders and get a little bit of that off you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me tell you, it wasn't until later on in life, you know, as I've matured over the years, you know, that I finally figured out what it is that I wanted to do, and finally to start, you know, just took it by the horns and just ran with it, because I was all
right.
over the place for a long time, you know, didn't care about anything, anybody, you know, didn't even care for myself for a lot of things, but
mm-hmm.
once I got to a certain point in my life, and I'm like, okay, Yolanda, you need to do something, so, you know, success happens at any given moment, at any given time. No matter the age, no matter your circumstance, I've learned that you don't have to, they say you got to have money to make money. Not necessarily
mm-hmm.
if you know how to, you know, find the proper resources to your benefit and to your situation, you know. And I've learned that over these past, I'm going to say about the past 4 to 5 years, I've really figured
mm-hmm.
that out, and, you know, that's how I was finally able to get Devia Lawn and Tantalizing Tales and my website, you know, out there for other people
right.
and really finding my purpose and, you know, and now that I found it, you know, there's no stopping. I'm going to keep on going until the wheels fall off. As my great grandma said, she said, the Lord, she's going to keep on going until the good Lord says it's time for you to sit your old tail down somewhere. That's going to be
oh my goodness.
So, you know.
Listen, girl, that is good. So the good thing, I think, you know, I've been knowing you since probably junior
least,
high. Actually, probably elementary, even maybe elementary, because
right,
we went
yes.
to the same church and different things
exactly.
like that. And I know some of your story, right? And I
mm-hmm.
feel like you have grown and you have developed into a woman of a wholesome, like you trying, like I see you being able to be that where you want to be. Like you said, you last night, you want to be a household name. I feel if you keep driving the way you're driving, you can and you will be that household name. Your books and your books can be what there's nothing that makes you no different than another author whose books that's all over this world. There's nothing that makes you any different. God gave you the same. He gave them talent. They're using their talent and gifting. He gave you your talent and your gifting. You continue using your giftings and your talents, and in the word said it will make room for you. So just keep doing what you know how to do best, right? You stay in that lane, right? There's the sky's the limit for you. Like the sky is the
limit
for you.
Thank you so much.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, you are a true hustler. I can't deny the fact because, like I say, from different adventures that I've seen, endeavors that you've done, you are. So, you know, if you just keep driving, don't stop. When you get discouraged, go back and look at some of the accomplishments that you have already have accomplished and say, okay, I got through that. I know I can get through to the next level and all that stuff. So just keep your eye on the prize. So let's talk about these amazing, tantalizing tales and stuff. So let's get into the juicy stuff. So, honey,
let's do this.
What inspired you to write this book? Like, what gave you the, like, I'm going to write this book about tantalizing tales and give me a little information on that.
Just a little background. This didn't just fall in my lap as far as me writing. When I was a kid, even though I have siblings, I was raised by my grandmother. And so I kind of have that only child syndrome, as they call it, where I don't have a problem with being alone. You know what I'm saying? So I find ways to entertain myself when I was a kid, when I wasn't with my siblings. Because even though we didn't live in the same house, we still saw each other every day. We just didn't live in the same house every day. So with that, I used to write poems and would write little plays and stuff, you know, to entertain myself, you know, doing little lesson plans like I was a teacher, you know, teaching my dogs and my stuffed animals, you know, things like that. So where my writing originally started. But, you know, as I got older, you know, it was basically just put into that little box and placed in the shelf in the back, you know, in the corner of your mind. And years later, I want to say 2013, I actually left my job and started driving trucks. I was working a government job. And they had like a furlough for so I took the furlough, went to truck driving school during that time, and I actually went out on the road and started driving trucks. Shout out to my girlfriend Rico for that, because he was my mentor during that time. But then my mom, she was actually living with me, and her health had started to decline a little bit. My grandmother's health started to decline a little bit, and I needed to be home. I couldn't be on the road, you know, away from them. I needed to be where I can get to them, you know, as soon as possible. So I just decided to quit driving trucks. So April 2014, I submitted my resignation, walking around the house one evening and sat down and I just typed in Bounded by Love. And that's where my first baby, Bounded by Love, was created. I just sat there on that sofa for about 2.5 weeks. I was, you know, typing, and my mom would come in and was like, "You still up?" It was like 2-3 in the morning. And she was like, "You still up? What are you writing? What are you doing?" You know, and that's where the meat of that was created. That's where my passion and, you know, my desire to write again came back. So with that, that's how Bounded by Love was created. Tantalizing Tales, however, is totally a different story. So if you've read the book and you read the dedication in that book, it is dedicated to him, and that's a very special person. Where we had some tantalizing moments.
Oh my goodness.
It was inspired by him because he would, you know, little text messages, and he would be like, hey, write me a story, you know, tell me how we met. Mm-hmm. I want to hear, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, entailed me writing all these short stories that created tantalizing tales. So when I just thought about it, I was like, you know, I'm gonna turn this into a book and, you know, make these short stories, and, you know, so I was like, are you cool with that? You know, he was like, yeah. So ergo tantalizing tales. So yeah. That's how all that came about.
So listen. So this is funny, right? Because you know, I was talking to another young lady. I think her name is Chris. She was on the show like a couple of episodes ago. And she's a romance best-selling artist, author as well. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about, you know, romance, and she did this nonfiction romance and all this stuff like that. So, but here you go saying, my romance is kind of geared towards my life.
Yeah, so some of the stories in Tantalizing Tales are actually true stories. Of course, names have been changed, you know, to protect, you know, people. But, no, I would not tell you what stories they are. However, you know, but quite a few of those stories are actual real life that did happen stories. So,
wow,
yeah, and the others were just things that just, you know, came to me. Yeah,
okay.
So but I mean, you know,
that's
art imitates life. Yeah, that's that good tea right there.
I should have brought you some on the show, honey.
Yeah, you know,
my
that's your art.
Finger up and well, you know, it's life, you know what I'm saying? It's life, and, you know, and like I said, you know, romance, is everybody want to be loved. Like, that's like everybody want to gear to reading romance because everybody wants somebody to love them, or you want to be loved, or you want to show love. So it's something God put in us, right? So but God so created the world that He gave His only begotten, you know what I'm saying? So it's all
yes.
love, you know. So I mean,
I get it.
So, what did you learn writing this book? Did it bring up like from the stories that were kind of true, did you want to call that person up and be like, yo, do you remember when you had such and such and such?
Okay,
did it bring up like those feelings again, you know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, you know when we was together back in 1999, you know what I'm saying? So did that kind of...
you know, it was his reaction when he actually got the final product, and I sent him a copy of the book. He was like, "You really did that." He was like, "I'm like totally speechless. I don't have any. I can't. There's nothing that I can say right now." He was very flattered, appreciative, and just, you know, in total shock, you know, that I actually wrote the book and, you know, published it. But it, for me, what I've learned is that I enjoy putting smiles on people's faces, you know.
Right.
And anyone reading either one of my books, anyone, you know, shopping on my websites, even just having a conversation with someone, if I'm able to bring you some type of joy in something that I'm very passionate about, I've served my purpose, you know, my job is done. If it's just one person that I was able to touch in that way, and they, you know, it made them smile, I've done what I was supposed to do in life. And that's one thing that I've learned. You know, we all have a dream of, you know, somebody, you know, we all have a dream that they want to be rich. We all want to be rich, you know. And, you know, some of us will never be rich. I mean, we'll, as far as financially, we'll never be rich. But being rich in knowledge and love and happiness and joy, you know, in what you do, I would love to be successful. And I feel like I'm successful in at this point right now in my life with what I've done so far. And like I said, you know, when I see posts on Facebook or Instagram or whatever from people who have purchased my books, and I've got messages not just from women, I think for me it, and as much as I love the ladies and empowering them, but when I get messages from the guys, from the men who say, you know what, you did that, I love it, you know, that right there, okay, I have arrived. Yolanda is in the building.
Right.
That right there, it really makes me happy. That really makes
that's
me happy. So,
because they normally don't post. They normally don't post.
No.
I'm
so
sorry.
When, you know, yeah. So when you get that, you know, that type of reaction from the guys, and like I said, it's just an amazing feeling to have. And you know, I tell people, don't just tell me stuff just because you know me. Be truthful, because you're not going to hurt my feelings. If it's not good, it's not good. You know, tell me so I know what I need to do to improve so I can make it better. So the next time around, you can say, okay, yeah, you really did that, you know.
Right.
So
that's when you have to have, I feel like that's when you have to have that circle of trusted friends of influence around you that you can trust.
Right.
And you be like, hey, this is what I'm doing, right? And then you giving them the rough draft and be like, I don't want any biased opinion. I want you to be brutally honest. And then that, because that helps you grow and develop as an artist, right? That helps you.
Yes,
like everybody,
it really does.
Everybody needs that person in
that
their life. Like, yo,
system.
I love you, but that's trash. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you have to be open. And you have to be open to receive that, too, because sometimes we have so many high expectations on ourselves. I know, personally, I do. I have so many high expectations. When I don't meet that expectation, I will beat myself completely down. You know what I'm saying? So I have to continue to work on that, because that's a part of perfectionist. And perfectionist is not good. That is not a good thing to be
not.
A perfectionist. Because it will drain you. It will drain you.
You are so right about that. I can honestly say that I am so thankful for the support system that I have from, you know, my family and my closest friends. You know, and y'all know I don't sugarcoat nothing. You know, you know, I'm one of those. I'm gonna give you the real. You know, friend or no friend, if you are in the wrong or something's not right, I'm gonna tell you. Now I know sometimes my delivery be a little harsh because of how I say it, and it's not that I'm being, you know, mean or anything. It's just that that's because of my passion and my love for you. You know, I want to see you do better because I want to do better. You know, so you know, with that, having that good support system and, you know, my friends and my family, that they don't sugarcoat anything either. They're going to tell you like it is. You know, that's what we all need in our corner. We don't want that yes boy or that yes girl, because they're going to steer you wrong, you know.
Right.
And yeah, so I'm just thankful that I do have that type of support system.
So listen to this. So I know you said the last time I think you posted it in your message to me that you're bonded by love. You are doing an audible, right? You're gonna do it. You're gonna be able to hear it. I remember. So you posted that into your
your
email you sent to me. So what's the intel on that? Like, when would that be available?
Okay, so the audio book is actually done right now. They're actually reviewing it. I guess going over every little detail to make sure it's good to go before it's released.
Okay.
They haven't. I didn't know it was gonna be this long because they said it could take up to 30
mm-hmm.
days. For them to do their final review and check and all that.
Mm-hmm.
As of when was he done with it? He was done with it. I actually got a guy, y'all. So let me start over with this. So when I decided to do the audiobook, it was actually brought to me by a very good friend. They don't want to be known, so I just leave them anonymous because, they just wanted to do something out of the kindness of their heart and say, hey, have you ever thought about doing an audiobook? And I was like, yeah, I have, but, I don't know what it entails. Okay, well, find out. Let me know. Oh, okay. Mm. So, and basically they invested in me to turn my book into an audiobook. So Bounded by Love is the first one. When I did the information for it, I was actually looking for a female voice with a southern accent, because the main character in the book. However, I ended up getting a guy. So it was so hilarious because in the description I said a female voice, but he said, I'm going to take my shot. I'm going to put myself out there. Either she going to like it or she ain't going to like it. And I'd be daggone if I didn't love it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
So the guy, I have a guy as the narrator, and he did a wonderful job. So right now I'm just waiting on the pending audio review.
Final
So hopefully within the next few weeks, because I think it looks like it was done. It was submitted on the 16th of this month, September.
Mm-hmm.
So they said it'd take up to 30 days. So hopefully it'll be out soon. And
you
as soon
let
as
us
it
know,
is,
girl.
I will let y'all know. Y'all are going to love it. So if you love reading the book, you can definitely love listening to the book. It's so awesome. That opens doors up for a new audience, because a lot of people, they like books, but they don't like to read. One of my best friends, she tell me all the time, she was like, I support you, but I don't like to read books. When you going to put it on audiobook? So, Geisha, you'll
goodness.
Be happy to know. It is going to be an audiobook.
That's another market that you can have as your revenue. Audiobooks.
That is another
place that you can go in and just rack up, because now they have you could pay like a monthly subscription. You can have unlimited audiobooks, especially when people are traveling and you want to listen to. Sometimes you just get tired of music. You just want to put on a good audiobook and just listen to it. So that is
I've been listening to a bunch of audiobooks lately. Yeah, I've been, my downtime when I need to be working, I've actually just been listening to audiobooks. I'm a huge fan of that. I subscribe to Audible myself, and I listen. I've been so happy when I get my little credit. That's Tantalizing Tales is also going to be an audiobook as well. So
cool.
I'm just very particular about this book because of the different. This is not just like one set of main characters, like Bounded by Love.
It's multiple.
These are short stories.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different characters for each chapter, and I just need someone that's going to be able to, bring out all of those characters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been listening.
That's what I was going to tell you. That's what you should do. But what you should do is, these people, they want to be actors and stuff, and they need to do so much of stuff on their resume to say that they've done work or whatever, you probably should go to some like these little acting, well, they're probably not having them in live because of COVID, but just like I See Black People, remember I put that, go on their website and just send them a DM and ask them, hey, I'm looking for actors who want to do some work. I'm creating an audible book. I mean, hey, there's different ways that you can go. You know what I'm saying? That's different ways that you can go and pay low cost. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good idea.
The village market too. I mean, they have great connections. And see, I don't think we maximize these resources. You know, so that's one
yes,
when I see.
That's
I'm
a good resource. Thank
I'm
you so much for that.
You know.
Yeah.
So, man, you got stuff out there. I would definitely do that. Yep. That's what's up.
Thank you, C. Great minds, honey.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's all about supporting each other and helping each other. Honestly, I don't need it. You know, if I know a source that can help you, hey, reach out to them and see. Maybe they don't know anything, but they know somebody else who may know something.
I'm pretty sure I'll find something within the page turners, the corners or something. Yeah, thank you so much.
So if somebody right now who's listening, who may want to start dibbling, dabbling, and writing a book, what would you say to them right now? Like, if you had an opportunity to speak into their life right now for them wanting to write a book, if it's a romance, if it's a autobiography, if it's fiction, what would you actually say to this person right now to encourage them to move forward? What would you say to them if you had this opportunity? What you do?
First, that's a great question because I do get asked this a lot. So one of the things that I always tell people when they say, well, I've thought about writing a book. I want to write a book. What did you do? Now, for me, it's just whatever comes to me in that moment, you know, I can still, you know, I'll be at my 9-to-5 job and something will come up and I'll just get a piece of paper and I'll start writing, you know. And so what I tell people is to keep a journal with you, you know, at all times. If you're out and about, you know, you may be in a car with your friends or your family. If you're riding in the car, you know, something may come to you. Take it and write it down. You know, just the smallest, simplest thing can make a big difference, you know. So write your thoughts and feelings down about what it is that you want to write about. And it may not make sense to you while you're writing, but once you feel like you've got to a point where you've completed or you put everything that you wanted to say down, then it's just a matter of you going back and putting it in the order that you want it. So never give up on that. If it's something that you want to do, something that you truly, if it's, you know, you truly want to do this, you can. We all have a story to tell. We're all living a story right now. You know, each moment, you know, is a paragraph, you know, each big moment in your life is, you know, like a new chapter or something, you know. So it's just about what it is that you want to talk about and putting your thoughts and feelings down. So I just tell people to keep something with you at all times that you can write information down on, so that you won't lose it, because just as quick as that thought come in your mind, we all know, you know, you could be talking about one thing and then something pop in your mind and you forget what you, you know, the last of everything you just said. Like, now, what was I saying? You know, I do it all the time. I know. So, that's one of the things to do. And if you're someone, when I did Bounded by Love, I used the original version of Bounded by Love. I used a company, you know, I caught myself doing my research online, and I found a company that basically they put the book out for me, where they published it, but I'm still considered
a self-published author. However, mm-hmm. You know, with that came, you know, the learning experience of they didn't do what they needed to do, in my opinion, and based off feedback that I got from a lot of people. Like, you know, there were a lot of editing issues in the original book. And so I said, okay, when I decided I wanted to do a revamped version of Bounded by Love, I said, you know what, I'm going to do this myself, you know. Let me do my research and see what I need to do. And, y'all, Google and YouTube are your friends. You can anything. If you Google it, trust me, you'll be able to find any and everything on it. So, and that's what I did. And I sat down and I read and researched and I practiced and I primed and primed before I decided to do Bounded by Love and republish it as me being the publisher of it, the actual real publisher of it, and formatting the book. Now, I did have to get an editor, and I'm so glad I found her, Ms. Megan Joseph. Yes, she is. I give her a really, you know, a lot of praise because I never met the woman before. I don't know her from a can of paint. However, her coming in and I think I found her on Facebook. Somebody made a post about publishers, and I did research on that. And looking at her information, her website, I was like, you know what? I think I like her. Let me hit her up and get some information from her. And when I tell you that was a professional relationship made in heaven, because she has been so good in the editing of Tantalizing Tales, Bounded by Love. She actually did an edit for A Diva's Revenge that was supposed to have been out umpteen times ago, but I keep having to push it off because after she finished her edit and she gave me feedback, I was like, oh, Lord, I got to start all over from the ground up. You know, on that.
Oh,
so she gave me some good pointers, and I haven't been able to get back around to A Diva's Revenge, but I will be doing that sometime in the near future. I'm not going to say when, but sometime in the near future because I'm not too sure. But, you know, I appreciate her and what she gives. And that's another thing that anybody, if you're deciding to write a book, you need to get a good editor. Someone who's going to have your words, your thoughts, you know, your aesthetics intact, and who's going to be able to hone in that and not try to change who you are, but keep you true to yourself as a writer and what you're trying to make your point of view about that book is. And so she's definitely done that for me, and that's probably why I ain't been able to get a part two of book two of Tantalizing Tales out yet, because
to keep going
I
back and changing it.
No, because I mean I haven't sent it to her for editing yet.
Oh, okay.
But you know, I really think about her and you know, some of the stuff that she's critiqued me on. So I've been trying to make sure I have all of that intact before I send it to her. And then at the same time, I've just been having some writer's block. So I need to find him so he can give me some
information. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But I told you last night, I told you last night how you're going to obtain that data. So once you start your group back again, start your group back again, once you see how people are responding to your group, that data is going to help you with your writer's book. That's going to remove the writer's block.
Oh, yeah.
You always got to.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a focus group. That's like a focus group for you. So that's going to help you.
So that actually, you know, I was kind of hurt when they disabled their group because it really was helping. So I kind of hate they disabled the group. But we will be back for those who are listening. If you are part of the group, we will be back. I'm working on that right now.
Right.
I got a lot going on. So before we go, on top of that, I had someone else reach out to me about doing a project. I'm not going to speak on it until we really have everything finalized and on paper and we are in tune on what we want to do. It's something that's exciting to me because it's not something I actually thought about doing. But they contacted me, and, you know, just the fact that they contacted me and asked me, can we collaborate together, is one thing. She's also an author, I'm excited to see where this journey takes and how we can both expand our brands with this. So once I have more details, you know, I'm going to call you
let
up
me
and
know.
Let you get the exclusive. The exclusive.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me know. Let me know. You know I got burning ears. Let me know.
I would let you know. But so I'm just excited. So I am really working hard to try and get Tantalizing Tales Volume 2 out before the year is out. My goal was to have it done by November. So we're gonna keep our fingers crossed that I can make that deadline. If not, I definitely do want to have it out before the year is out. I just want to. 2020 has been
a bad year.
It's been a crazy year. It hasn't been a bad year for me. I can honestly say that. The only thing, you know, with the pandemic, it kind of just halted as far as recreational type of things, you know. So yeah, but I can honestly say it has not been bad for me business wise, because my business has actually picked up. And so I just want to, when I leave 2020, I do want to leave it with a bang and make sure that y'all have Tantalizing Tales 2 out. So when you go into 2021, you know, you'll be enjoying some hot sizzling blazing. I think it's sweltering, sizzling. Just it's gonna be hot.
Oh my God, I can't.
It's gonna be hot, erotic, and you know it's gonna be tantalizing. So.
Oh my God.
So,
well, Yolanda, it's been fun, girl. We've been running our mouth for almost 50 minutes, girl. We went over twice, but it was so fun talking. It's all good. It was so fun talking to you. And you have Bounded by Love, Audible's coming. You're going to let us know. You republished it. You have an updated version. You have Tantalizing Tales. Let's get the real name.
Yes.
Tantalizing Tales Erotic Sex Escapade. And you're going to be starting your new group. It's going to be exclusive.
Yes.
And that's coming up. And again, you're going to use that data to help you create your second book. And that's going to be your focus group. And you're going to so you can meet your deadline, and then by the end of the year, you'll have your Volume 2 out. So, man, I wish you nothing but success, sis. I promise you, tip your crown.
Thank you very, very much.
You're a queen. Just like I said, you can go places. You will try something. So I'm super proud of you, and I look forward to
seeing
the rest of your endeavors. And I know it's going to be an exciting ride, and it's good to know you, friend. It's good to know you, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you again.
Thank you.
Just having me on. Like I said, I'm about to be
you
your
too.
Regular on here.
Yes.
So thank you
well,
so
we,
much.
Once you give me that exclusive, I want to make sure I want to tell that one first. Yes, that would be perfect.
Yes.
So, it is great to talk to you again, and we will talk again. You have a great night, okay?
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Smooching.
You will. All right, sweetie. Bye.
Bye.